A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Word of the Lord. I recall my first month of kindergarten. I was a five-year-old child attending a school I had never seen before, and none of my friends from the neighborhood were in my class. At the time, my father was in the hospital quite ill, and I would cry every time my mother would drop me off at the classroom during that first month. I would try to be strong, but as soon as she let go of my hand, I would dissolve into a sea of tears. I'm not sure why, but I have thought over the years that my tears were due to my fear of being separated not only from my father, but also my mother for an extended period of time. Despite the fact that she was there every afternoon to pick me up, those tears were a sign of my uncertainty that I would ever see her again. Her death almost 20 years ago has convinced me, though, that no matter the physical separation, there is a connection between us now that is even deeper than the connection that held us together while I was in her womb. That connection is the result of deep and abiding love. It is that same enduring love that St. Paul proclaims in today's first reading. Who will separate us from the love of Christ, he asks. The list of atrocities that he names is more than likely what Paul had already experienced as he boldly proclaimed the good news of the gospel. Despite such adversity, though, Paul clung tenaciously to his belief that Christ was with him in his suffering, not separated from him. In our own day, we too experience similar threats, threats that are disguised in the anguish of a broken heart, the distress of the diagnosis of a terminal illness, the persecution of our beliefs, our looks, our sexuality, the nakedness of vulnerability, the famine of justice, the peril of terrorism, the sword of violence in word or action, or even in the silence in the face of injustice. Blessed indeed is the one who is able to hold tightly to the conviction that God is for us and not against us in these situations. Often, though, when faced with such threats, our response is not that God is with us, but that God has instead somehow abandoned us. Our initial response is often like our standing at the entrance of the classroom of the world, with tears streaming down our faces, wondering where the hand of God is. Yet Paul continues his proclamation of profound belief that in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through the one who has loved us. Still, though we might be able to come to an acceptance and perhaps a belief of God's presence and protection surrounding us in situations imposed upon us by outside forces, if we're honest, there remains an underlying question that has a tendency to haunt us. Only too well aware of our own personal brokenness, our flaws, our sinfulness, we begin to wonder whether we have been left at the classroom of life only to fend for ourselves that there is no way God could love or would want to love us. Such thoughts, though, can't be any further from the truth. If anything, such brokenness, sinfulness, and helplessness draw God ever closer to us, even closer than the connection between a mother and the child in her womb. Such is the unfathomable love of God. If there is one scripture passage that would behoove us to write upon our hearts, it is in today's first reading. There is nothing, nothing, not even our own infidelity that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. To remember this is to know beyond any doubt that God is there to pick us up from the classroom of life each moment of every day.